says Psalm 34, verse 8, he said, oh, taste and see if the Lord is good. I'm like him. I know I'm missing out on. I believe he says better than crude, honey. I'll tell you one thing's better than everything. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Boy, I'll tell you what. I remember that day I knelt down and called upon him, rich mercy, I'd call upon him. Man, when God come down and took his rightful place on the throne of my heart, been ruling right there ever since April 27, 1988, when the peace of God took the place of all the condemnation and conviction, there was a bone man, all the travail of my soul, and that peace come in, boy. I mean the peace that passed all understanding, peace, I mean like the river flowing through my soul, and the joy unspeakable come upon me. I tell you what, boy, it's pretty good. I said I looked in the mirror, and man, I couldn't show it, but I couldn't hide it. Churches with so much bondage, you got to tiptoe around, walk on eight crates. Hey man, you got to be careful. Hey, I tell you what, buddy, if some big God shows up, you'll start understanding more. God's not the God of the dead, He's God of the living. Amen. I mean, glory to God. He made everything, and He's worthy of praise. He deserves the reward of His suffering. Amen. Boy, there were some boys one time found out about this atheist guy. You know what an atheist is? That's somebody that got enough sense to believe God. Even the devil believes in God's tremble. But this atheist was so determined to live on an island apart from God that he bought an island. And he was real careful. And he said, nobody's coming to my island but people that don't believe in the Lord. Two young boys that just got saved sold themselves to be slaves to this man, and they went incognito. They didn't want nobody to know that they were born again children of God. Well, their mother and their father, Sister Janine, they came down there to the shore side when the ship was leaving to take these boys out there to this island. And all them boys knew to say to them broken hearted mamas and dads was they said this, he's worthy to receive the reward of his suffering. They sold themselves to be slaves.
Amen.
For the opportunity to tell an atheist man about the love of God.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, boy, I agree with the statement, boy, he's worthy. He don't get it, but he's worthy to receive it. Amen. I mean, we just hold out on God. I mean, we hold out on praising God. We hold out on singing. We hold out on preaching. We just hold out. And I'll tell you what, if anybody ever was prayer that, he's worthy. And the Bible says, and he promised us the praises of his people. Let's just praise the Lord. Just got salvation. Praise God, I've got life more abundant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at the Word of God tonight. I've certainly enjoyed myself. I try not to preach too long, but I can't make no promises. I'll tell you right now, boy, quite a bit here. Glory to God. Psalm chapter 55. We've been preaching on prayer for the last, I guess, about the last five or six Sundays. Been preaching on health and prayer, healing prayer, hindered prayer. And oh man, we'll preach tonight on healthy prayer.
Amen.
I appreciate this brother. He said, I just pray. He put my name on your prayer list.
Amen.
That ain't the way to that. I'll take all the prayers I can get.
Amen.
This little girl right over this yellow shirt, she gives me letters all the time, brother Eddie. I'm praying for you.
Amen.
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 Amen. I tell you, buddy, she writes me a little letter, brother Eddie, I'm praying for you.
Amen.
I tell you right now, boy, the devil hates me. I tell you right now, Jesus looked at Peter. He said, Simon, Satan desires to have you. He may sift you and plead. I want you to know the devil hates preachers. He wants to turn every preacher's life upside down. And I tell you what, the preacher's attack from every hand, every eye of the day. But I'm glad I've got people praying for me. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter number 55. Look at verse number 17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, thank you, Sister Molly. And he shall hear my voice. I'm preaching tonight on healthy prayer. That sounds pretty healthy to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to God in prayer right now. Father, thank you for the blessings we've already enjoyed. Lord, it truly has been good to be in the house of God tonight. Lord, I pray you continue to bless. Lord, fill every cup till it runs over. I pray you visit the hearts of your children. I pray, Lord, you bless as only you can. Lord, I pray, dear Father, tonight for the lost that might be here, dear God, tonight. I pray the Spirit of God would come upon them like a woman in travail with child. I pray they won't even be able to wait till the invitation. Come forward and get saved. I pray, dear Father, tonight, Lord, that you, for just such a time as this, Father, get them to Calvary, get them saved like these brothers said. They don't have no promise of tomorrow, and I got the promise of eternity, and I want them to have the same promise. I pray for them, dear Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name, bless this message. Amen. The psalm is here. He said, evening, morning, and at noon. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Well, I pray and cry aloud. And he shall hear my voice.
Amen.
That don't really sound too hard. I eat three times a day.
Right.
Please don't be like a dog. Just whoop it down. Not even give no thanks to the Lord.
Right.
I tell you what, me and my family, we got good and saved. Amen.
Amen.
How many boy I like it? The family.
Hallelujah.
Man, we went to a restaurant. Instead of Burger King, it's Burger Queen. It's how far back it was. It was a pretty good ways, you know. We said Burger Queen. We sit down at the table in there as a family. We bowed our heads.
Yeah.
Me and my wife and them three kids, we bowed our heads and said, Lord, thank you for this food. Pray you bless this food. We just want to thank you for having health and having appetite to receive this food. And there was people started weeping.
Yeah.
There was an elderly couple come over there and said, we just got so blessed watching the family bow their head and turn thanks. I mean, it's kind of unnatural. I mean, you know, most people just sit down and whoop down their food. They don't thank God for having health. They don't thank God for having appetite. I watched my father die. And I never will forget my father said, I'd like to go get some frog legs from a Chinese restaurant. And I thought that was a noble request, Keith. And I got my dad up, picked him up, put him in a wheelchair, pushing out there my big daughter's coming diesel truck, picked him up, put him over the seat, put the wheelchair in the back. Took him to a Chinese restaurant, boy, and I said down there, as a godly lady there, Brother Eddie, can I help you with your dad? When I got him out in the wheelchair, I said, would you please? She pushed him in. I parked the truck, and I went in there. I said, Daddy, what you want? I'll fix your plate. He told me what he wanted. I went over and fixed his plate, and Janine, I sat down in front of him, and all he could do was look at him. I said, Daddy, ain't you going to eat something? He said, no, son, I'll eat it later. Hey, listen, when he died, which was not very long after that, that plate was still in his refrigerator. And you know what? We take that for granted, that we can just sit down and be able to enjoy a meal. You know, I enjoy eating. I'm just like you. Hey, I like to eat. Amen. But, you know, every time we eat, we're to pray.
Amen.
I mean, that's
right.
I mean, there's three times there it says good time to pray. We eat three meals a day.
Yes.
But listen, even greater than that, if you're here lost tonight, I pray more than three times a day.
Amen.
I get up in the morning and say, Lord, I need to get saved.
Yeah.
Lord, I want to be saved. Listen, I've been on the phone all day long today with a 36-year-old boy. He'll probably hear this message on the internet. Somehow or another, he got on the internet, Sister Carolyn. He heard that message I preached on the 12 minutes of hell. And he called me up and said, I don't want to go to hell. I need to get saved. He's 36 years old. And I'll tell you what, boy, the pains of hell got a hold of him. He lives down in Mississippi, Marietta, Mississippi, or something like that. I can't say it. His name's Alan. Y'all remember him? He's 36 years old. He wants to get saved. But I'll tell you what, buddy, I talked to him. And I reasoned with him out of the scriptures. He knows his Bible, but he's still not saved. And I'll tell you what, buddy, it's not God's will that any perish. He wants all to be saved.
Amen.
He didn't make heaven for him. He said, I'll go away and prepare a place for you.
Amen.
He called it heaven. Amen. He paved your way. He wants you to come live with him.
Amen.
Oh, what a blessed place heaven is. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Come on. Yeah.
Woo! Man, I've got family up here. I don't know about y'all, but we've got more family than I got down here.
Amen.
And I was only a child. My mom and dad's down there. We got a daughter there. I got aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas there. Hey, man, you got a grandma there, ain't you? One day, what boy, they'll never look better than in heaven, amen. Down here, boy. Down here, we're trouble on every side. Down here, boy, we got problems. Hey, man, I'm glad we got more God than we got problems.
Amen.
Without the one time, without the problem, without the one time, But one thing left I know to do, he said we need to pray. She said, oh God, it's a come today. You ought to start with prayer.
Amen.
You ought to pray. You ought to pray about whatever he says.
Amen.
There ain't no end of getting wrecked. Amen. Man, I believe one thing Jesus said, Luke 18, one man I'll always pray. Not quite. I believe it'd be more fighting than just praying.
Right.
I say, what if I was lost, I'd be praying.
Amen.
I'd be praying three times a day, maybe more. I prayed like I got assurance in my heart I was going to heaven. I wouldn't let up till I did. Amen. But I tell you what, that's just a reasonable amount right there. Three times a day, the psalmist said, he said, as for me, he said, evening and morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud. Now, you don't have to cry aloud. Hannah, she prayed, and all she did was move her lips.
That's right.
And old Eli, he about like most Baptists, he said, you drunk and lay, what are you doing there? And she said, I ain't drunk. She said, I'm talking to God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad, praise God, this language God knows. Amen. You don't have to cry aloud. I tell you right now, buddy, God knows. Last Sunday night, Sharon over here whipped through the whole service. I tell you what, God saw those tears. That's the language God's understanding and hiring. Her boy, BJ, boy, he had one foot in the grave. Nothing looked like what very well crying. That mother over there, boy, good praying mother. I tell you what, you got a good praying mother, boy. You'll thank God.
Amen.
Amen. You go a long way from a good praying mother. Amen. I mean, won't let up, won't give up, won't quit. She'll say, I'll tell you what, I'm going to pray. I'm not quitting anymore. I'm telling glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you one thing. BJ's got a praying mom. I'll tell you right now, I watched her. But she wept through the whole service last Sunday night. And then she come forward and we knelt down with her and prayed with her.
Amen.
But I'll tell you what, glory to God for praying moms and praying dads.
Yeah,
yeah, mate. Hallelujah. I know it's Mother's Day. I'm trying to honor the mothers here tonight. But I'll tell you what, boy, I thank God, boy, for praying moms, praying grandmas and praying aunts. And I'll tell you what, I praise the Lord. Amen. And he said, I'll pray three times a day. He said, I'll cry aloud. He said, he'll hear my voice. You want to know why he prayed a prayer like that? Or said something like that? Look at verse 1 down to verse 6. He said, give ear to my prayer, O God. Hide not thy face to my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy. Because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me. And in wrath hate me. My heart sore pain. Within me, the terrors of death are falling upon me. He's talking about the things provoking you to prayer. He's right on the money here. He said, fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror have overwhelmed me.
Amen.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I've said this before. He said in verse 6, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I'd fly away and be at rest. Boy, I've prayed that, Janine. There's been a few times I'm about like old Elijah. It's enough. Lord, it's enough.
Yes.
I throw my little white flag up and said, God, I'm ready. His little boy said, I'm ready, Daddy.
Yes.
There's been a few times, but I got overwhelmed. There's been a few times I was like, oh, Elijah, I got to eat my juniper tree. I said, it's enough. Come get me, Lord. You said you weren't putting more bummer what you labor. What I was able to bear, and I believe I've got more than I can bear. But I find out, glory to God, I've got more God, amen. I've got more God than what's upon me, amen. I found out, glory to God, He give me through.
Amen.
Man, there's one time I was down in the basement down there. Family's all gone. Wasn't nobody home but me and God.
Amen.
I went down there in the basement, buddy. Basically, me and Lord, we'd meet quite often down there. I got down on my knees. I said, dear Lord, you told me to bring my knees to you. Lord, I need $300 and I need it today. Janine, I just got started praying, honey. And the phone started ringing. I'm a little bit offended. I mean, I just got connected. You know, sometimes you make a phone call and it says call in, you know, my cell phone. But I just got connected. I mean, I had just got, you know, the witness on the other end and the phone started ringing. And I'm a little bit offended. I didn't want to stop. I just got started praying. That phone was ringing. And finally, Lord, I'm sorry, I'll be back. I went real polite, picked up that phone. Hello! My brother in that phone said, Eddie, he said, this is Dale. He said, I got $300. Can you give me some flint today? And I felt that's a call. I kind of choked a little bit. I said, yeah. I hung that phone and I went there and I said, Lord, I wouldn't. wasn't expecting to answer that question. You know, sometimes he said, "Oh, they never even asked." He said, "I answered it." I wasn't expecting to answer that question. You know, sometimes it's me mail, sometimes it's email, sometimes it's God mail. I mean, he put it right in there. And I'm sitting there thinking, "Well, Lord, thank you, but could you help me find $300 worth of sin? I mean, I'll go out in these farmers' fields, pick up these old fell rocks. I don't even understand it myself. And people give money for it. I mean, I don't understand this helping of God." Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I went over and picked this flat rock up for Janine. This is what God went from me, piled it up. I went to the farmers. He said, "You pile up under the rock over there. I got a son come over and need some flint." But I'll tell you what, buddy, it was so obvious to me. I sat down in the field there and held my hands up and wept. And cause nobody to that boy was crazy. Because he's crazy. I'll tell you what, man. The pastor will tell you that I can handle. And I can handle. I can handle. I'm so glad the boy was out here. Made perfect in weakness. He said, "Paul, I want you to be strong." And Paul, I want you to be weak and tall and strong in me.
Amen.
He said, I find their boy law. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. We got this thing all wrong, boys.
Right.
I mean, we don't
Amen.
Need to figure it out. Oh, we don't need to handle it. We just need to take it to God.
Amen.
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 Man, I wish we'd do more praying. I was talking about that old head where you try to get the words just right. You know, you got to be so edified. One of them preacher, oh God. No, I talk to God just like I would my father.
Amen. Amen.
See, I got in the family, Janine.
Yeah.
I got saved, got in the family. I got born again.
Yeah.
I got adopted. I forgot my family. God is my father now. And I can come boldly to the throne of grace now, make my request known. And I do that quite often. And I don't believe you can't abuse it. I believe God wants you to come more than you come. I don't believe you can come too much. Hey, let me get plugged in here. Amen. I don't know if that got on there or not. But I'll tell you one thing. Praise God. I'm glad. Praise God for prayer. Amen. And I wish we'd pray more. I wish we'd pray. Add me to your prayer list. Man, that'll give you plenty to pray about. Amen. This psalmist, he said, evening. He said, evening, that's a good time to pray. You might not wake up next morning. Me and my mother, Peyton, I was about your age, honey. Me and my mother knelt down at my bedside. And we prayed, now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul will keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul would take. You know, a little old child's prayer. I'll tell you what, but a little child's prayer is better than no prayer.
Amen.
We prayed every night. Amen. Mama come in there, it's time to pray. And then we'd name Papa, Papa Ed, Mama May, Aunt Keith, Aunt June, Uncle Laydell, and Aunt Betty. And we go down the list, try to name everybody we could. I think the list will just keep growing. I don't want to have no little old short whisper prayer. Man, when I get down to pray, it's doing business with God. I don't want to forget nobody. I've been praying for BJ and my blessed, praise God, just to hear the news this morning. Carolyn said, Brother Eddie, BJ's doing better. I said, glory to God, amen. Hey, listen, I'm glad, praise God, he's just a prayer away, amen. But oh, sometimes, boy, you want something to pray about. Sometimes the problems and the troubles, sometimes, buddy, they'll come in. I mean, the Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, God said he'd lift up a standard against him. But every now and then you get down. Tell, buddy, I'll tell you what, boy, prayer be a blessing. You just got to get to God, amen.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, me. They told Daniel he couldn't pray. Let me see if I can find that real quick. They told him, you know, it's kind of amazing. They said this about Daniel. The only fault they could find with him was with his God. Boy, wouldn't that be good, amen? If there's only thing they could find wrong with you and me.
Amen.
They said this in Daniel chapter 6. They said the princes and the president sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they couldn't find no occasion, no fault, for as much as he was faithful. Boy, I wish that was true about all of us, amen. I'll tell you what, I wish it was. And listen here. It says, for as much as he is faithful, neither was there any error nor fault in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Boy, I tell you what, if that's all they can find you guilty of, glory to God. Amen. I tell you what, if they say, oh man, knows they love the Lord and they're going to live for it no matter what. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job said, glory to God, my witness in heaven, my records on high, I know my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah, amen. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. I'm persuaded, amen. He's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day, amen. Man, if only thought they'd find in you, you love the Lord. You pray to him on a faithful, continued basis. Man, ain't no wrong with that. Man, oh man, I tell you what, that's the kind of fault I wish everybody had, amen. But the only fault they could find with Daniel is he just prayed and he loved God. Well, they kind of conspired against him. Well, behind his back. You know what? They will you too. I don't really want to name the times that I've been done wrong. It'd be embarrassing. I wouldn't want you to know the people that tried to pull the rug out from underneath me. I mean, well, let me go back to Psalm chapter 55 real quick. Then we'll come back to Daniel. You listen to this. Listen to this. Look down there in verse number 12. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, neither Then could I borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. For then I would have hid myself from him. But look what a problem is. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my God, mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. Sometimes, buddy, I'm telling you, over at Bethel, over at Bethel, I had a house full of brothers and sisters, and I loved them. I prayed for them. I tell you what, every few of them wanted to put a knife in my back. And they go to the pastor, and man, he's having to deal with it. One time he had his fill of it, Keith. And he said, I'm going to tell you why Brother Eddie always testifies first, because some of you won't. Yeah. Amen. Man, you get a little bit overzealous, people get jealous of you. You shout a little bit too loud, Sister Nina, people say, that wasn't real. Hey, listen, you please him. Don't you worry about nobody else. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, a lot of liberty here tonight. I wasn't even going this direction. My Lord's leading. I'm going to follow. Amen. But oh, listen, they conspired against Daniel. I mean, here's the man that saved the kingdom. Here's the man that spared them. I mean, here's the man, buddy, that they put him in the position he's in because there wasn't none like him. He's a faithful man. And Daniel, when he knew that they conspired, when he knew that writing, that they had that decree was signed, verse number 10, he went into his house and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks as he did before unto his God. Amen. They'll tell you, you can't pray in school, Charity. You tell them, they need to talk to God.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Emily, honey, they'll tell you, you can't pray in school. You tell them, they need to go see God. Because he said, come to me. He said, call upon me. He said, cast all your care. Thank you, honey. He said, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Well, I'm telling you what. Don't let somebody lie to you and tell you can't pray.
That's right.
Man, they tell them military people they can't pray. I'll tell you what, buddy. They're going to get in trouble. But the Bible said he prayed 3 times as he did beforehand. Boy, that sounds like pretty healthy prayer to me. Man, I wish we could all say I'm guilty. I pray 3 times a day. And I believe otherwise. But it's good to read about somebody that does do it. Old Daniel here, it said he prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did at other times. Look here. I like this verse. Listen to this, Janine. Then these men assembled and found that they found Daniel praying. Boy, wouldn't that be good if somebody find you praying? Listen, I had a preacher friend leave this world. Named Richard Staples. He's about 80 years old. You know where they found him? Down on his knees praying. I wish they could find that old brother Eddie down on his knees praying. My pastor said he wanted put on his tombstone, behold, he prayed. Maybe that statement about Paul. I mean, here Paul just got saved. You know how it is. Everybody says, I wonder if he really got it. And Ananias, you know, he said, I don't know, Lord. That's that one, you know, persecuted the church. I'm kind of afraid to go over. And God just said, hey, behold, he prayed. Man, that would be good enough. Amen. I mean, you know, boy, if somebody could find you guilty of praying, boy, what a good thing to be guilty of. Amen. I mean, come in and you're wiping tears. You've been down on your knees and you got a burdened heart about a lost loved one. Amen. And you won't give up like your sister right here. She said, I want somebody to pray with me. I've got lost loved ones. I'm going to never have. I want to be prayed over. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what, they'll thank God for that. Amen. But they found Daniel and they found him praying. Amen. He down on his knees praying, brother. Woo! Lord! Hallelujah! Man, I tell you what, any time you spend down on your knees, that ain't time wasted. Man, that's time, boy. It's very well spent. These men, they found Daniel praying, and they found him making supplication before his God. Melvin, he said he prayed as he did before, 3 times a day. Boy, I wish I could look y'all in the face and tell y'all that I believe he prayed 3 times a day. I wish I could tell you that I pray 3 times a day. There is some times that I do, and then more some. Just depending on the need. But there's been some times that I've got in my car, Sister Molly, and took off, and the first thing come to my mind, I forgot to pray. And I do like most people, I close one eye, and just barely look at them and say, Lord, I'm sorry, and I want you to forgive me, and I want your blessing, and I start going down the list. I'm driving one eye closed, and people think, there he is again. He's on it. Yeah, it's true. I am on it, but it ain't what they're thinking.
Amen.
Now, I couldn't pass a drug test right now. I've been high on Jesus for 23 years. Amen. I ain't got over it. Glory to God.
Glory.
I pay hallelujah, glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, it's a pretty good time. I may park it there just a little bit. Amen. We have a shouting match. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, they found him praying. They found Richard Staples down on his couch down there praying. God said, let's just go bring him home. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What a way to go. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, if they can find old Brother Eddie in any capacity, I wish they'd find him down on his knees praying. I wish they'd find the tears in my eyes while I've been praying for somebody and begging God to save them or begging God to help them. I'll tell you what, buddy, old song, I'll go down on my knees for you, amen. One of the kindest things you can do to someone is pray for them. Little Peyton said, Brother Eddie, I'm praying for you. And boy, I got it right here in my Bible, amen. I mean, that's a trophy, amen. Y'all might forget. Y'all might not pray like her. That little tender heart, Peyton, she said, Brother Eddie, I'm praying for you, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what, glory to God, hallelujah for prayer. Man, they say you can't pray. I say you can. Man, you can whisper a prayer. I've whispered prayer driving down the road. I've whispered a prayer underneath my breath. I've said, Lord, forgive them. Don't kill them. Give them mercy like you did me. I'll tell you what, you better be careful about meddling with God, meddling with His church. Look at Ananias, Sapphira. God killed them both. I'm telling you right now, buddy. God's got the power of life and death. There's a lot about God. I tell you what scares me. But the thing that comforts me more than anything is He's my God. He loves me. Amen. I tell you what, if I was here tonight lost, I'd be scared to death. I'll tell you right now, there's a devil down here. And I mean, buddy, he's like a roaring lion. He wants you more than anything. And you ain't got God to defend you. You've only got the mercy of God extended to you. And you may very well die tonight, wake up in the morning a dead man, and realize, buddy, like Israel, they missed the time of their visitation. They had a house left unto them desolate. Oh, if they only had eyes to see the one that was there, that wept over Jerusalem, and said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets, and them that are sent unto thee, how long you to come unto me, as a hen gathered chicks under her wings, I'd have gathered you up. Amen. But they would not. They wouldn't let God be God. Well, there's a lot of people who won't let God be God. They go down to the grave, boy. They go further than the grave. That brother said, who was it? Said there wasn't no purgatory. Which one there was that? Was that you, Mike? Is that you? He's right. But I'm telling you, not only is there flame and hell down there, but the Bible said it's fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41. It's an everlasting fire. I worked at Dana for a little while. Back here in Heat Treat. Every now and then we'd open up the doors on them furnaces. You could look back in there, boy, and you could see them steel ring gears. Brother Anthony and Melissa, they drive truck for a living. That's what we run, some big truck gears, some big ring gears. You could look back in there, boy, and you're talking about getting a picture of hell. I mean, boy, the flames roll out of that thing. And if you got closer to it, it's burning the hair off your arm. And if it touches a dead man.
Amen.
I got a scar right here on my arm. This one done cooled down. It just touched me. And when it touched me, the skin came off. Stuck to it. It done been cooled down. It done been through what we call the preconditioner. It wasn't, if it come out the back, I'd have a stub right here. I mean, buddy, sometimes we go in there with that big fork and get them gears. Sometimes they slip off and they hit the ground and they start sinking down the concrete. Hell ain't nothing like that. Hell, that's an ice cube compared to hell. I mean, down there the Bible said they gnaw their tongues for pain. Down there, buddy, they cry out for mercy. One drop of water, no water in hell. Hey, look here. I'm pouring dirt. But I'll tell you what, I'll take this down to hell. There's $1 million right there. I might be able to get $1 billion out of that. Hold on a minute, brother. You help me out here. Here you go. Here's $1 billion. You hold on that here, man. We're just going to pretend here. But he's in hell. He got $1 billion. Hey, buddy, look here. I got a drop of water to cool your tongue. What do you give for that? Look here, he gave me $1 billion for a drop of water.
That's right.
Oh, I'm telling you, ain't nothing what they'll give down in hell.
That's right.
Just one drop. That rich man said, send Lazarus, I pray. He said, I'm tormented in his flames. Send him that he may just put one drop of water on my tongue. I'm tormented.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you what, here, we just, look here. Just take it for granted.
Yeah.
I'm up there sweating profusely. Man, down there, buddy, they're in agony. Down there, they're tormented. Man, down there in hell, the horror of the reality of hell has finally set in. There's no more doubt. Boy, hell's made a lot of believers. Oh, I was listening on the way over here. He's talking about Stalin. You know, that big atheist Stalin or whatever his name was, that big atheist and old Hitler and all them. Boy, they got their rightful place. They got their rightful reward, boy. You talking about a bunch of deserved hell. Amen. Do you know what really bothers me? There's preachers in hell. There's Sunday school teachers in hell. There's deacons in hell. There's piano players in hell. There's people set on church. But you know, if I'm going to go to hell, I'd rather go with my bar stool in a church pew. So I'll tell you right now, one thing keep you from hell, and it's just one thing, being born again. Not because you shout or sing, not because you say, oh, how I love Jesus. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, and Sister Molly, I'll tell you, if you ain't got the blood applied, you ain't going. I'll tell you what, he's our Passover lamb. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there ain't no remission of sin. And I'll tell you right now, about that blood, you still in your sin. God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over. I'm glad I got the blood applied, brother. Amen. I'll tell you what, buddy, I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, or Church of God. You better be born again or you ain't going in. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
You know, that bothered me. I'd rather go to hell from prison. I'd rather go to hell from the bar. I'd rather go to hell from a Hell's Angels group than go to hell from church.
Amen.
You know, it's sad. You read right there in Matthew chapter 7. There's a bunch of people, man, they've been deceived. And they said, Lord, did we not preach in your name? It says prophesy. That means preach. Did we not cast out devils in your name? Did we not do many marvelous works, many mighty works in your name? You know what the Lord said to them? He said, I never knew you. He said, depart from me, you accursed. You know what? The Bible said he knows his own, brother, in John chapter 10. He said he knows them by name. He said they know his voice. He said, another they'll not follow. He knows me. The psalmist said, the Lord's my shepherd. I can say just like him, praise God, the Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I tell you what, buddy, he restored my soul. Amen. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. His name say, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Every now and then old cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy have followed me all the days of my life. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How long? Forever. It's forever. Amen. Somebody said, I don't believe that. Just leave it up to God. He'll take care of it. And everything about God is eternal. His Word's eternal. He's eternal. Man, His love's eternal. But I'll tell you another thing about God. The Bible said He's angry with the wicked every day. The Bible said ain't no peace saith the Lord to the wicked. But I'll tell you right now, but He gave me peace. I've had peace. Had peace now since 1988. What's this, 2012? What's that, 24 years? I don't know, 23, 24 years. You added up some of your mathematicians. I'm dumb in a box of rocks. But I'll tell you one thing, I ain't dumb enough to go to hell. Praise God, I had enough sense to get saved.
Amen.
Somebody said, God won't forgive me. Don't you call God no liar.
That's right.
Don't you call God a liar. God said, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. He said, come now. He didn't just say, come, Janine. He said, come now. It's an urgent invitation. He said, come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, He said, I'll make them white as snow. Ain't no problem on His end. He said, though they be red like crimson, I'll make them white as snow. I'll tell you right now, ain't no problem on God's end. Don't call God no liar. He said, all that come to me. He said, him that come to me, I don't know why I turn him away. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, it shall be saved. So them boys are in jail. I mean, God sent an earthquake, freedom. And here come the jailer and drove his sword out, would have killed himself. And Paul said, do not have no harm, we're all here. He fell down trembling. That's what you need to do. You need to fall down trembling. Yeah, the good thing is, he asked the right ones, the right question. He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they had just a simple answer. They just said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. Oh, it's simple. The Bible said, many have done harm to simplicity in Christ. It's simple. I'm telling you what, buddy, repent, believe, and receive.
Amen. That's right.
Father God, thank you for the liberty to preach here tonight. Like Brother Anthony, Lord, we've had church here tonight. Lord, the reason we have, because you visited here tonight. Thank you for these singers. Thank you for these visitors. Thank you, Lord, for these, Lord, that have come and put themselves, Lord, I guess maybe at a loss of hardship just to be here, but I hope you made it worth their while. Lord, I don't know, Lord, what you want to do now for the rest of this service. But I do pray, dear Father, whatever needs to be done, Let it be ordained by the hand of God. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you'll cause, Lord, the pains of hell to get hold of the lost. I pray, Lord, you'll cause, Lord, the blessing of heaven to come upon the saved. And I pray, Lord, they'll both notice there's a difference between the two. Because, Lord, you do make a difference. And I pray, Lord, you'll bless these singers as they sing this invitational hymn. And we'll thank you and praise you. We just want more than anything, Lord, to see everybody to get to heaven. And, Lord, you've got more than they need to get there. I pray, dear Father, tonight someone would examine herself and prove themselves and know themselves that they're saved. And if not, Lord, I pray they come up here and get blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. I'd like to ask these blessed brothers, if they would please come one more time. Boy, they've been a blessing. I hope you make a habit of coming by. Man, oh man, if I know it's going to be this good, I'd shut up and let them sing the whole sermon. I appreciate these boys. Appreciate them. Bear witness with them tonight. Boy, we both drunk from the same fountain. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll stay up here in case some of y'all want to come. I'll tell you right now, you ought to already be coming. If you're good and saved, you ought to come here and say, Lord, thank you. Not to just save me, but for blessing me like you do. If you lean back there, look like a missile, get ready to take off, jump up and down. I'm expecting there any minute to jump out three pews, amen. You know, these have come up here, they're just being obedient. Listen, you ought to just come on up. You might be the very one that'll influence somebody to come forward and get saved. You ought to just come on up here. And listen, I'll tell you right now, boy, God's good. He's gracious. Oh, I tell you what, the goodness of the Lord would lead us to repentance, amen. I mean, someone as good as God's offering you a home in heaven, go to take it, amen.
Straight from the foe, and there's trouble in your soul.
Oh, bless my brother, my sister here tonight. Oh, we thank you, Father.
When you stray from the fold, and there's trouble in your soul, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is lost in sin and your effort journeys in, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
He's calling.
Calling you. Calling you. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand. That promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? As you journey day by day, as temptation comes your way, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you follow in His light, He will always guide you right. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you, calling you. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you through the promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
Hey, boy!
When your soul is burdened down and your prayer cannot be found, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow Him each day, He will brighten up your way. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you. Calling you. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you. Calling you. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
Come on!
Will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
Thank you, brothers. Amen. Well, I appreciate you, boys. Sure do. Appreciate you coming visit with us tonight. Appreciate what they brought with them. Maybe somebody here tonight's got a testimony in their heart tonight. We ain't going to wait. It's been long. My boy's been good. Hallelujah. What you got there, Brother Anthony?
President went against the Christians on what he said.
Amen. We ain't going to follow him anyway.
But what we had here tonight, maybe we need to go thank him.
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't strike us down.
That's right.
That's true.
Thank y'all.
That's true. God bless you, Brother Anthony. He's right. The president didn't have no right to say what he said. He's not in God's stead. He don't need to say that being gay is okay. Leave that up to the preacher. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, says, how should they hear without a preacher? Not with a president. How should they hear without a preacher? How should they preach except they be sent? He needs to tend to the things of this country. He needs to tend to the budget, the jobs, the problems.
That's right.
He needs preaching and the things of God to the men of God.
Amen.
Bible, they come to Eli and says, any word from the Lord, that's where you need to go. Don't go there and hear some lie like that right there. And I got no scripture to prove that's not true. I mean, the Bible says abomination.
That's right.
The Bible said it ought not be so. And but I'm telling you what, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and he made an example to those that hereafter shall live ungodly, 2 Peter chapter 2. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, you better take heed. The Bible said you do well, take heed. You better listen to the word of God. It's an abomination.
Amen.
Don't believe no lie from hell like that right there.
That's right.
Who else got a praise on your heart tonight? Bless you, sister.
My
Father.
Woo!
Amen.
I don't care what man will do.
That's right.
Bring it down.
That's right.
But I'm thanking and praising for that blood. Yes. If it wasn't for the blood,
it would
all be lost.
Amen. Bless you, sister.
And I love him tonight.
Heaven!
Though the world will come against you. But with my God, I can go through anything.
Amen.
I love him tonight. And I wish the people could really see what Calvary looks like.
Bless your heart, sister Molly. Amen. It was a bloody mess, but I'll tell you what, God said he saw the travail of his soul and he's satisfied. It satisfied the demand of sin. It satisfied the wrath of God. God said there remains no more need for sacrifice. He said, I'll accept that.
One day, judgment will be and Molly will stand for Molly only.
Bless you, sister Molly.
And when he shedded that blood, it was for me. It's like he shedded it for everybody else, but I can't take you there.
Yes.
Only you can. Only
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Praise his holy name.
Amen. Boy, that sounds like a satisfied customer right there. He said, oh, praise his name. Amen. What you got back there, sister? Sharon?
I just want to thank the Lord for giving my son.
Amen.
He's just 28 years old. You don't have to be old.
Bless
you.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lost 52 pounds altogether.
Yeah.
And he's doing much better. He's still in the hospital.
Amen.
He's doing better. I thank the Lord for that, and I thank you for all your prayers.
Amen. I'm not holding the gun. I just want other people to hear what y'all are saying. We're going to try to get this on the internet, try to get this blessing out there where other people can get blessed. There's people in China, Japan, third world countries, United Kingdom and stuff. They listen to this website. I'm just holding this microphone up so they can hear. Anybody else got anything on your heart tonight?
I got a son
that's
been long enough, but I'm with his 9 years and they're paying fuel
land. Well, amen. What about that? Oh, we can find it. Yeah, that's a noble request right there. Everybody sit down a minute. Praise God, we'll enjoy this. Amen. Bible said if someone asks you to go a mile, go with them too. Amen. I'm headed for the soul. Yeah, leave, listen. Leave, I'm staying. Amen. Hallelujah. One thing about heaven, they said time be no more. They throw all the clocks and calendars and watches all the way.
What better place could you be?
Amen. Well, Paul went to heaven. He said, "Part be across far of heaven." Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's been good to be here again. Oh, it's just so good to be here and to know that you got the Holy Woo! Spirit in you. Thank the Lord. I got so much to thank Him for. If my husband was sitting right over there and see his daughter sitting back there saved, she didn't get saved till after he done gone on. She's went through hell and back, bro. She's been troubled. She'd had a husband with a dope addict. Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, the Lord saved him here just back in the river. And you know, he got up and he confessed that the Lord had taken the drinks and the drugs. She lost everything and the touch of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Woo!
Amen. to leave to go take him home with me. And he was sitting in the power room. They'd been into it. And I said, Ian Scott, do you deserve to go home with Granny and go to church? He said, Granny, I'll let you know that's my decision. You know, I'm glad to have Granny. I'm just crying a little. He's really a learning. He was out there on the back porch. He told me, he said, Granny, don't go to church and tell this. He said, you will embarrass me. You know, he's out there. Sunday, we come home from church, and he was wanting something, you know, and he said, coming out, he said, Granny, I'm going to pray. I said, you are? He said, I'm going to pray. God's going to give me an iPad. And he was out there, and he was that map. He was just a shouting, and his eyes and eyes closed. He was just praying, you know. Oh, I'm glad he's got God. You know, I was putting it in there and in that old marriage. And when he grows up, I may not be here. I may be on the other side of the river, but I'm gonna wait. God's gonna save my children. I'm taking the life. You know, I almost missed coming tonight. My granddaughter come down from Richmond and she sat there and I said, I kept watching the clock, but couldn't get Gina on the phone. I said, I ain't missing it. I want to go to church. I want to get up. I'm afraid I'm going to miss something. I told my granddaughter, I said, honey, I've got to go. I said, I'm going to church tonight. She said, all right, Granny. And at that time, her daddy come on. You know, and I, Gina got on the phone, and I was on my way. She said, we have time to get up. I said, yes, we'll have time to get up. I just got so much to thank my Lord for. He has spared my children. He's kept them out of hell. You know, I've got a son. He's been in motorcycle wrecks. And Lord, you know, the last one he had, I thought he was gone. You know, then one day I was out there in my garden. I told you all this, I guess. I was out there in my garden. I got to praying God and thanking him for not taking his soul to hell. You know, I looked up and it was a blue sky. I just saw the gates of, you know, the door of hell. That door come home and I'm like, I tell you, I tore that car down. I tell you, the dust was flying out of what he thought about me. But I was praying that God had cut my son to hell. I had a doll, my youngest baby doll, lived in Glasgow. And she got mixed up in drugs real bad. Oh, she was mixed up bad. And then she was living with this boy. And he killed himself. And he put the gun under her chin. Oh, I know that, Dad. I prayed and I prayed. Me old daddy got down on the... And boy, he spared her life. Woo! I'm not mad. She's grateful for that today. Woo! I don't want to send you a lot of life, but I know where we're going. Oh, it's been a blessing to be here tonight. I ain't ashamed of nobody. I'm telling you. I love my God. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, my cup's run over. Now the seltzer's running over. I want to put it in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbye will there be spoken, and time won't matter anymore. Dear Alas, I'm longing for you, and some
Later, they couldn't find a trace of cancer on my sister fell off a truck, and they thought she was going to be brain damaged. Going to have brain damage. And Granny told them, she said, y'all go on, I'll pray for her.
Yeah.
And she prayed in that hospital. Went in that hospital and prayed for her.
Amen.
Yeah, she's walking right now.
Hallelujah.
There ain't nothing wrong with her.
Amen.
Hey, you tell me the prayer don't work. I tell you I went down on my knees. I went to praying to God for somebody I didn't even know. And I tell you what, Tanya, since your oxygen level has dropped, it's real low, and they don't think she's going to make it. Didn't have a clue who she was. I went to praying for her. Well, I got done praying. I started feeling just like I was lifted up.
Amen.
Hey, man, it's like something told me. Said, don't worry about her. Pray for her family. She's all right.
Hey,
come to find out, she's a Christian and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I tell you right now, she's going home. You tell me prayer don't work. Pray for another situation there. The cousin called me and said, I'm taking a test in nursing school, and if I fail it, I'm out. That's over. I said, who are you? Didn't even know who she was. Texted me on the phone. I said, who are you? I'm a praying right now.
I tell you what,
the next day she called me and she said, I passed that test. She said, thank you. I said, thank the Lord. He's the one done it.
Amen.
Hey, woo! You you tell me, people, when somebody tells you to pray for them right then.
Right.
You may not make it home. You need to pray right then.
Yeah,
and when it's answered, you thank the Lord for doing it.
Lord, yeah,
give Him the glory for it. I don't do nothing. It's Him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hey, he brought something in my mind there, and I'll share it with you. The church done heard it, but some of y'all ain't. I'll share it with you because it might encourage you to pray more. I first got saved, I got a burden for my father, and he's lost, hard-hearted, hard as a piece of adamant stone. I mean, just hard, black-hearted, and I got to praying and fasting for my dad. I lost 40 pounds. I was determined that he's going to get saved. And I got a little bit of a hurry, and a little bit impatient. I said, Lord, I don't want my dad to be able to eat or sleep till he gets saved. I mean, I got in a little bit of a hurry. I got to fasting and praying for him, and he called me one night. He said, you praying for me? And I said, Lord, yeah, Dad, you know I am. And he said, well, I want you to quit. And I said, Dad, I'm done. He said, I can't eat and I can't sleep. I want you to quit. I said, Dad, let me ask you something. I said, if it's the other way around, you saved, I was lost going to hell. I said, Dad, would you quit praying fast? You quit praying for me? Would you quit praying for me? For the first time in my life, at the age of 34 years old, I heard my father weep. And I heard him through a loud, lamentable voice. He said, no, son, I'm going to take it easy on me. I ain't ready yet. 10 years later, I got a phone call. My father called me and said, I just got saved.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Bible said, appropriate the hearts of the Lord and the times and the seasons are in his hand. He had a day appointed. He's going to save him. I wanted, you know how well I want to knock away fast, you know, drive through, instant ATM, whatever. God, he works on that heart. He got my old dad's heart tender. Tendered up, buddy, he got gloriously and wondrously saved. Didn't live too much long after that, but glory to God, I know where he is.
Amen.
I hope tonight you got something from the Lord. I want to thank everybody that's come tonight. Man, oh man, I wouldn't touch a service like this with a 10-foot pole. Shake somebody's hand, tell them you love them, and thank you for coming tonight. These singers have been a special blessing to me. I'm definitely going to shake their hand while I'm this close. And I hope they make a habit of showing up over here. I hope they claim, praise God, this is where they want to come every now and then. And I say, well, they'd be more than welcome to come. Anytime they want to sing, get my permission to sing long, and they did tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't sing a lick. Can you pray a regular? I thank God for man that can't. Shake somebody's hand tonight. Praise the Lord. We get that.